Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing off the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos with Parak Dalet, Mishnah Yud Gimel, and then we're going to be starting the fifth parak of Maseches Trumos with Parak Hey, Mishnah Aleph. And in this Mishnah, and really the next bunch of Mishnayos, we're going to be continuing our discussion regarding Meduma, regarding a situation where you have a Ta'arovis, you have a mixture of Chulin, food that anyone can eat, and Truma, food that can only be eaten by a Kohen. And like we've been saying until now, if there's a 100-to-1 ratio, 100 times more chulin, regular food, than truma, which can only be eaten by a kohen, then you're allowed to eat it, of course, once after removing the truma from the mixture. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Ma'aseh ba lifnei Rabbi Akiva, bechamisha magudos shal yarak. There was a story where someone came in front of Rabbi Akiva, the great rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, with 50 bundles of vegetables that were chulin, that could really be eaten by anyone. Shenaf la'achas me'am lezochan, but one additional bundle fell into these 50 bundles. Chetzia truma. And of this one additional bundle, this 51st bundle, half of the bundle was truma, which can only be eaten by a kohen, and half of this bundle was chulin, which can be eaten by anyone. The Amarti Lefanav, and Rabbi Yossi said, I said in front of Rabbi Akiva, Tala, that you can eat this, you can include and assume that this ratio works, because again, you have 50 bundles of regular vegetables, and you have one additional bundle, half of which is regular and half of which is truma. So the ratio works out that you have a 101-to-1 ratio, even more than usually you require. And if you have a 101-to-1 ratio, that works. Now the chiddush, the novelty here, is that even though this extra bundle that fell in is half truma and half chulin, we don't assume that it's all truma. We don't say, oh, it's all considered to be truma. We say, no, that half of it's considered to be chulin, and half of it's considered to be truma. And then we have the 100-to-1 ratio that you need in order for meduma to work, in order for you to be able to eat all of the bundles and all of the vegetables. So says the Mishnah, Lo sheha truma tala b'chamishim ve'echad. You shouldn't think that this is teaching you that the truma is normally allowed to be eaten as long as there's a 50-to-1 ratio. That's not true. Elisha Yusha Meyashnim Ushne Chatzayim. That it's not true that because and that in this situation you have 100 in bundles, 100 ratio of chulin, and you have two halves, only one of which is truma, and therefore you have 101-to-1 ratio, and if you have 101-to-1 ratio, you can eat it. And again, we don't assume that this extra bundle is all considered to be truma for the purpose of this ratio. We simply say that it's half of the one ratio of the half of the one bundle, which means that it's 101 ratio, so we would be allowed to eat these bundles of vegetables. Now we're continuing with Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph as we discuss various cases and situations where you don't have the 100-to-1 ratio. What should you do with the fruit that you have? Says the Mishnah, Sa truma temeya shenafla lepachos mimeya chulin ola maiser rishon ola maiser sheni ola hektish. You have a situation where you have a sa of truma that was tamei. So you have tamei truma that fell into less than 100 saw of chulin, ma'aser rishon, which is given to the Levi, or ma'aser sheni, which is redeemed, or hektish, which is belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. In any of these situations or cases, you don't have the 100-to-1 ratio. What do you do? Now, the what we have here is truma temeya, not regular truma. If it was truma, regular truma, we'll see that in the next case of the Mishnah. But here we have a situation case where it's truma temeya. Normally, truma temeya, tame, impure truma, you're allowed to, you can't eat it, can't be eaten by you, can't be eaten by a kohen, but it can be used as firewood, you can leave it around the house and use it to burn it, and so on and so forth. However, in this case, says the Mishnah, bein temeya and bein tahor, and whether the chulin or the ma'aser rishon and so on was tame or tahor, yir kavu, you must allow this to rot, and you're not allowed to use this mixture as fuel. Because it's a ta'arovas, we're concerned that if it's a mixture of different things, some chulin and some tamei truma, we're concerned that if you just leave it and use it for the fuel, then someone might come to eat a regular truma that becomes tamei. You're allowed to use as fuel because most people aren't going to come and eat the truma. You know it's truma, so you're not going to come to eat it. But once you have a ta'arovas, you have a mixture of truma that's tamei and chulin that you normally would be able to, we're concerned that someone's going to come and eat from this mixture, which you're not allowed to do. And therefore, you have to let it rot, and you're not allowed to use it as truma tameya. Continuing in the Mishnah, im tahora haisa osahasa. If this sav truma is considered to be tahor, it is pure, but you still have less than 100 sav chulin. So you have less than the ratio that you need in order to eat this mixture. So what do? Yimachru lakoanim bidimei truma. You have a mixture, you can't eat it yourself because it's not dimua, it's not meduma, it's not the 100-to-1 ratio. So what do? You sell it to koanim bidimei truma at the lesser value, the value of the truma. So you have, let's say, the 80 sav of the produce, you sell it to a kohen at the lower price. The truma is less valuable than regular food. It's a little bit cheaper because there's less demand, right? It's all about market value. There's less demand. It can only be eaten by kohenim. It's also more risky that if it becomes tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. So truma in general has a lower market value. So you sell it to the kohen at a cheaper price, chutz midmeo sasa, except for obviously whatever the soft truma that fell in, that you're not going to charge him because that's truma that he gets anyway, but you're going to charge him for whatever extra. There was one saw of truma and 79, let's say, saw of chulin. So the percentages, the ratio doesn't work. You can't eat it, but you can sell it to a kohen, allow the kohen to eat it, and again, you're going to sell it to him at the cheaper price. Next case of the Mishnah, v'im l'maiser risho nafla, but if this fell into maiser risho, and again, there's the ratio doesn't work of 100-to-1, yikra shem l'trumas maiser. Again, maiser risho is given to a levi, so what do with all of the rest of the chulin, that of all of the other Maiser Rishon that's there? So what you do is you call it Trumas Maiser. You give all, you assume and really give all of this mixture, the status of Trumas Maiser, on behalf of other crops that you have, and then that will work for you. Next case, Ve'im LaMaiser Sheni O LaHekdesh Nafla. If it fell into Maiser Sheni, which again is redeemed in Yerushalayim, or it fell into Hekdesh, which also can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, Hare Elu Yipadu. So what do? So you have a situation where you have this Truma that fell into Maiser Sheni or Hekdesh. So what do? You redeem whatever the Maiser Sheni was, whatever the Hekdesh was, you redeem it, because you're allowed to redeem it. Then you take whatever you redeem it on, that's Yerushalayim, and the rest of it you just sell to the Kohen, again at the cheaper price, like we discussed earlier. Next case of the Mishnah, v'im temeim hayu o son chulin. Let's say the truma tahora, the pure truma, fell into chulin, regular food that was tameh. So we have a situation where it's fine, you know, where you'd be able to sell it to a kohen. However, we can't allow the truma to become tameh. The chulin, the regular food that it's mixed in, is tameh. So now, what is he going to do? What can the kohen do then with that food that you are selling him? Says the Mishnah, ye achlu nikudim o klayos. He can eat it if it's dried up or if it's roasted. And the reason for that is because there's something like we've learned a little bit before called machshirei tumah, that in order for something to become tummy, it has to come into contact with certain liquids, whether it's water, whether it's honey, whether it's even blood or oil and so on. If it comes into contact with any of those oils, with any of those liquids, only then does it have the potential to become tameh. So we said, just eat it. You could eat, you have the tameh chulin, and you have the tohor, the pure truma. So the kohanim can eat it, but to make sure it doesn't come into contact with liquids so that it doesn't become tameh. You could eat it dried up, you could eat it roasted, and so on. Oh, says the Mishnah, oh, ye lo shiv me peiros, or you can knead this crop in wheats or whatever the case may be, in fruit juices, because these fruit juices are not included in those types of liquids that are machshirei tumah, that can make something tameh. It's not on the list of things described in Maseches Machshirin that allows them to become tameh. So we're here, if you use fruit juices, the truma is not going to become tameh with the chulin. What's the last option that a person could do? Oh, yischalku li'isos, or if you make them into very small pieces, and then you want to make them into bread, and you want to knead them, and you want to put water in them, that's fine, because if you make them into small pieces, kedei shelo yehei b'makom echad kebeitza, as long as no one of the small pieces that kebeitza, because only if it's a kebeitza, only if it's the size of the volume of an egg, only then can it have the potential to become tame. But again, if you make them into these small pieces, then it won't have such potential, and it won't become tame, and then you're allowed to have the truma tahora in the chulin that is tame. Quick review, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Gimel first discussed the case that came in front of Rabbi Akiva, and it ultimately was a case of 50 bundles, where one additional, a 51st bundle, came in, and that bundle was half chulin, half truma, and ultimately Rabbi Yossi said in front of Rabbi Akiva that you're allowed to use the ratio of 101 in this case to 1, because ultimately, at the end of the day, the ratio works, and we don't assume that that one bundle that fell in is all considered to be truma, because only half of it's truma. We don't consider it all to be truma, and that works for the purposes of meduma, for the purpose of eating the bundles of vegetables. And then Parakei Mishnah Aleph taught us a whole slew of situations where we don't have the 100-to-1 ratio. The first situation was a situation where you have of truma temeya that fell into less than the amount of chulin, maaserishin, and so on. And we said that because the truma temeya is obviously tame, the truma is tame, so you have to allow it to rot. You can't allow this bundle to be eaten. Certainly no Kohen can take it, because it's, and no person can eat it, because it's truma and it's truma tamei, that's tamei, no one could eat that. And you can't allow it to become, to be used as fuel, because it's a mixture, and we're concerned that if you leave such a mixture around, someone might come to eat it in your home. The next case was a situation where the saw of truma tahora, the truma's tahor, and it came into the saw of chulin that's tahor as well. And we said that what you do, you should sell it. It's less than the 100-to-1%. You can't eat it, so you sell it to a kohen at the cheaper price of truma. Obviously, you don't charge him for the truma itself, but you charge him for the chulin, and then he can eat that. He can have that, and he can eat that because the truma is there, and it's not a case of meduma. The next case discussed in our Mishnah was a case where it fell into a Maaser Rishon, so you give it to a Levi, and you consider the rest of the Maaser Rishon you consider to be Trumas Maaser, so you can give all of it to a Kohen, and then that works as well. The next case that we discussed was where the Truma Tahora fell into Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh, and there as well we said that you can redeem the Maaser Sheni or Hekdesh, bring that to Yerushalayim, and sell the mixture that you have in front of you to a Kohen, again at the cheap price. And the final case discussed in our Mishnah was in a case where the truma is tahor, but the chulin is tameh, in which case we're nervous, we're concerned that we don't want the truma to become tameh from the chulin, from the regular food. So we said that there are three ways that you can do it by selling it to the kohen. Number one, he should make sure that he eats it either dried up or roasted so that it doesn't come into any contact with water whatsoever. This way there won't be any machshirei tumah, the truma won't become tameh from the chulin. Or the other option is to knead it in liquid, but it has to be fruit juice, because fruit juice isn't one of the liquids that can make truma tameh. And the third option was that if you make them into very, very small pieces, if you make the dough into very, very small pieces, the size of a kibitza, then that works as well, because that size of a kibitza does not become tame as well. Have a great day.